You know, I was thinking about that Ephesians 4:28 and 4:29, and also I was thinking about how I used to know somebody that they would say, "I hate thieves, I hate thieves," but he would go buy a product and use it and then return it. Home Depot, Lowe's or something. He would go buy a product and he only needed to use it once or twice and take it back. Think about that. The worst thing I hate is thieves. But that's what he was doing and couldn't see it. Buying a product, using it, taking it back, get the money back. That was thievery. But couldn't relate how, why would you hate thieves? Because you really, because you're guilty. And so that reflection in the heart is serious business. Somebody made a comment just now about out of the heart, life and death in the power of the tongue. Even that verse is talking about reap what you sow, you know. And so, not even towards others, but towards yourself, right? And so, you can see these people that come up to you. Ephesians says, let no corrupt communication, and let him that stole steal no more. So these people that come up to you with corrupt communication, they're usually thieves. And they're trying to steal, kill, and destroy, you know. The Bible, when the Apostle Paul wrote something like that, he's talking about who you used to be till you got saved. Let no corrupt communication proceed out of your mouth, but that which is edifying. Let him that stole steal no more, but rather labor with his hands to give to him that needeth. And so, what's the opposite of those two verses? They're thieves, and they speak corrupt communication. So the predator is going to reveal themselves by their words and the way they treat others. I had a stepmother say this one time. She said, the way they treat others is the way they'll treat you. The way they treat others is how they'll treat you. The way they treat others, how they'll treat you. The way they treat others, how they'll treat you. The way they treat others is how they'll treat you. That goes for corporations, that goes for friends, that goes for spouses, that goes for yourself, that goes for your kids, that goes for anybody. The way they treat others is the way they'll treat you. Because why does that hold true? Because character doesn't change unless they change it, unless God changes it, unless they ask God to change it. But their character is not going to change. If they lie to you, if they lie to other people, they're going to lie to you. If they gossip about other people, they're going to gossip about, it just keeps going across the board. Patterns are built into character. The way they treat others is the way they'll treat you. There's all you need to know. Just observe how they treat others, and that's how they're going to treat you. It's a pattern. It's a character pattern. And nobody can escape it. It's absolute. It's their modus operandi. It's their modus operandi. The way they operate, the mode in which they operate. Modus is mode. Operandi, they operate in that mode. That's how they survive. If you're married to somebody and your neighbor says, "Well, your wife said this," and you're like, "What? Why didn't she talk to me about it?" Usually some older lady she's talking to. Another neighbor says, oh, you're what? She's operating. That's her modus operandi. That's the way she functions. She's doing it in secret. She loves secrets. Who loves secrets in the Bible? Jezebel. The adulterous woman loves to have secrets. Proverbs 5, Proverbs 7, Proverbs 9. They love secrets. They're operating in secrets. They're operating in being the victim. They're operating in trying to get somebody to feel sorry for them or pity them. They're operating in the victim mindset. They're operating in a mindset that they have to make the other spouse look bad because they're doing bad. They have to project on the other one what they're doing. And they and God's not going to agree with them, so who do they go to? They go tell stories to their neighbors or their mama or their sister to get them on their side, because God's not on their side, so they have to see how it works. It's so obvious. It's so simple. When you go to a court of law, the judge hears both sides. How come these people listening to gossip don't hear the other side? Even if you don't hear the other side, you know, well, I've only heard one side, so I'll have to wait for the truth to come out. You know, if you only hear one side, you can't make an opinion. You can't make a judgment. But this is how the younger people work. They hear one side and they believe it. That's naivety, naive. There's always two sides to every story. 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 Out of the heart, the mouth speaks. Out of the heart, the mouth speaks. The way they treat others is the way they'll treat you. I think it's obvious by now that people need to wake up to the fact that if they believe the lie of the narcissist because they weren't wise enough to see it, they were just what they wanted, what they wanted, and whether it was somebody's money, somebody's look, somebody's attention, whatever, it's their own fault. They got what they wanted. Yeah, you didn't know they were that evil, but the red flags were all, God was giving you the red flags, but you ignored it. We didn't trust God's word. We trusted somebody else's word. That's the issue right there.